Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Coach, congratulations. A big road win for your team.
Thanks, Kelly. It was. Just really, really proud of our effort tonight. You know, it was a big game. We knew what was at stake in terms of points and where we were, where they are. Just really proud of our effort to come in here and get two in the first period. We're just talking to the group. They put down their own goals, and one of them was to score every period, and that's what they did.
Well, not only that, but that first goal that Abby Haluska scored, hard-working goal there. She never gave up on that puck. No matter where it was, Abigail Levy gave up, that popped over her shoulder. I don't know how it all played out. You probably couldn't see it any better than I could. But what a great hard-working goal there by Claire and Abby on that first play.
Yeah, just, Claire and Berg and Abby were together on that shift, and I think it was Claire found Abby all alone. She made a move. The goalie made the first save, but Abby stayed with it, and there was just a lot of traffic at the net, which is, it's always going to throw the goalie off a little bit, and Abby got her stick on it. Scoring first is big, and when you can do it on the road, that's even more important.
That's also fun seeing another freshman getting on the scoreboard, Grayson Myers, with her first goal of her career. How fun was it to see her get that first goal?
Really fun, yeah. Just again, a nice play by Sylvia, Grayson, one of our keys was to go to the net, keep your stick on the ice, and Grayson did just that, found a rebound, and was able to put it in. That was a big goal for us.
Well, that goal by Missy Hunt, that set up our the goal by Claire DeGeorge that was set up by Missy Hunt. Man, that was a fantastic pass, and DeGeorge was right on the doorstep in the right place at the right time and just caught Levy off on the wrong side. Another smart play by your senior defender back there at the blue line.
Yeah, the key was she got it off really quick. She didn't allow Mankato to get into their structure, didn't allow them to get into their defense, and she just got it off real quick, and again, we talk about being off the post, and that's where Claire was, and she managed to redirect it in, and turned out to be the game-winning goal. So that was, at the time, certainly a huge goal to go up 3-0.
Well, and then Paige Beebe, that was quick thinking too, right in the slot, and I didn't, it's like one of those things, you have to be so quick on your release, and she was, and she somehow got that puck past Levy. I don't think Levy thought she was going to turn and shoot it.
No, a good play by Heather to get her the puck in a slot, and a really good play by Paige just to turn and let it go. And I was just so happy for Paige because she was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
As F1, the first forechecker in, she's so disruptive. And she had some chances tonight. She just worked hard the entire game. Just kind of wreaked havoc on them all night long. So for her to get that was a big goal. Obviously, it's 3-2. They have the momentum. We finally get a power play, and for her to score that goal, that was big, and kind of fitting that she got the empty netter.
Very, very fitting. You guys outshoot the Mavericks 32-27. Lauren Bench making 25 saves tonight, holding your team into this hockey game, keeping you guys in it. Talk about her play tonight.
She was just solid. It wasn't like she, keeping us in it. We had a 3-0 lead, so mm-hmm. she made the saves when she had to make them. I thought we did a really good job, limiting their grade A's. And anytime they got quality chances, she was right there. And came up, certain, like in the third period, there was that flurry. And she stood tall, made some big saves in that area. So, again, anytime you're on the road, you can hold the home team to two goals or less. You've had a pretty doggone good night, and Lauren certainly did.
How do you carry this momentum into tomorrow?
Well, we talked about let's be greedy now. Let's be greedy. We'll enjoy this tonight, but we got a great opportunity tomorrow to really put some distance between ourselves and this team. So. Let's come out and give ourselves the best opportunity to do that. Let's come out and work just as hard and see what happens.
Coach, congrats on the win. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. We will come back and wrap things up here from Mankato, at least for tonight. Another big game tomorrow for the Beavers. Huge 5-2 win for Bemidji State. Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network.